All right. Well, it's great to be talking with Lindsay L. How's everything going?
Everything's going so good, Everett. I cannot wait to come up to, you know, northern Alberta. It's been a long, long time, and we're so excited for the Stampede.
Yeah, it's going to be great. For people who haven't seen you before, you are absolutely amazing live. I've gotten the chance to see you when you did the Stampede session, I believe it's called, about three
Thank
years
you.
Or so
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that was so fun.
3-4 years ago, I think it was now. Jeez, time flies.
Time flies, man. Time flies.
So, I mean, you have your latest song, Sweet Spot. It's in the top 40. How'd that one come about for you?
Yeah, I wrote Sweet Spot from a place of, you know, I think we all know what it's like to go through the highs and lows of life. And I think there's this magical spot in between those two, you know, peaks and valleys that if we just look at our life with the right amount of appreciation and gratitude and you know, the right mindset, I think we can all find the sweet spot in our life, you know?
Yeah, so I mean, how's that been for you, though, trying to find the sweet spot? Because I don't think I've seen a busier schedule than yours lately, whether it's, I'm sure,
yeah,
trying to promote this single, Canada's Got Talent, you're opening for Shania Twain.
Yeah, it's been a wild past few months, but you know, I'm truly living my dream and having the time of my life, and through a lot of crazy travel, it all makes it worth it, you know. So you just sleep when you can, and then, you know, have a really good reason to wake up.
So how's that been opening up for Shania Twain, who I'm sure, like many Canadians, you idolize as a kid?
Yeah, it is wild to open up for my idol. It feels so surreal still in a lot of ways, but she's the coolest, you know. She's so down to earth. She is also just so iconic, and getting to watch her stand in her power every night is just so so amazing, and we just it's truly a dream come true to be on tour with her.
So, I mean, do you get feedback from her at all? Like, you ask her about, like, say, Sweet Spot and what she thinks, or do you just kind of give her distance?
I mean, she's been so sweet. She is just like, Lindsay, you're so talented, and we're so happy you're out on the road with us. And, you know, she, like, intros me as, like, a rocker on stage. And so, yeah, she's been just the best.
So where does performing with Shania rank amongst the many names you perform with? I believe you played with Keith Urban in Hamilton when they opened up the new football stadium all that time ago.
Yeah. We've gotten to do a lot of touring with Keith. He's so awesome. But I will say, just touring with Shania, it's just so special, you know? It like, nothing really touches it in my brain, because she's just so iconic, you know. There's only one Shania.
So, I mean, in that busy schedule, you've also been hosting Canada's Got Talent, which wrapped up recently. Third season. I didn't know. I thought this was the second season when it first came back. But, I mean, how'd you end up hosting Canada's Got Talent? Because to me, I figured you'd be more of a judge than a host.
Yeah, you know, when the opportunity came across my desk, I was just so excited to be able to be a part of a show that I think is so important for Canada to showcase Canadian talent, and so yeah, I'm just so honored to be a part of it, and so glad to host it, and you know, keep Howie Mandel and Lily Singh and Trish Stratus and Cardinale all in line, because it, you know, it takes a very special person to keep all of them in line.
I was gonna say, like, has anybody ever dared try to step to Trish Stratus? I'd be scared to do that. She's
she's
been a professional wrestler, and she's still in wicked good shape.
She is in such good shape, and yeah, she's pretty much picked up Howie with one arm. So yeah, nobody wants to make Trish mad.
Oh, that might be the best thing I've heard all day. Wow. So, I mean, what was that like then? Because you've gotten nominated for a Canadian Screen Award. I mean, you've been nominated for CCMAs. How does this all rank in comparison with each other?
You know, I just feel so grateful. I'm so grateful for life and everything I'm getting to do. And yeah, this year has definitely felt like a whirlwind in so many ways, but in the best way, you know. I cannot wait for you know, this next run with Shania, and I'm in the studio working on new music. So it's going to be a busy rest of the year, but I'm very, very excited about it.
And as you mentioned earlier, you're going to be playing the Beer Gardens on Friday night at the Grand Prairie Stampede. Is there anything special planned for that, or are we just going to get the, well, badass rocker that you are?
Oh, you know it. There's going to be lots of guitar solos, lots of new music, lots of rocking out. So, yeah, we cannot wait to come and and take in the stampede and entertain all of you guys. So,
I mean, did you ever, cause again, you said you toured with Keith Urban. Have you ever like had like a guitar battle with Keith Urban? Cause I am curious to who would win that battle.
You know, I'm so down anytime Keith wants to do that.
I mean, one of the things I really like about you, apart from your ability to shred the guitar and your performing abilities, is how open you've managed to be, especially in the last few years. Something we typically don't get from a lot of Canadian country artists, especially. You've managed to be very open about being a survivor and more recently about an eating disorder. I mean, what has made you want to be this open with your fans and the world?
I think that's, you know, the point of it, being an artist and making music and sharing it with the world. I think it's, you know, such a personal and vulnerable thing that I think that also, you know, using our platforms to do good and share what we believe in is, you know, the point of it. It's just like art in a different form, basically.
Okay, because again, we don't hear a lot out of people. Like, you could be a big fan of an artist, but you really don't know anything about them unless they're really willing to share that. And so it's really refreshing to have somebody like you come out, and it's still May, so it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and have somebody like you being this vocal and outspoken. Apart from maybe Madeline Merlot, I can't think of anybody who's ever been this open in Canadian country music.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just really important to me, you know, and I hope that fans know that when, you know, they come to my socials, that they'll see all of me.
Now, recently, the Hot Country Nights seem to have popped up again, and they have a very Lainey Wilson-sounding singer on their new song, and I believe there was a Shelby Shelton before as well. I'm curious, if you were to have an alter ego-style name, say, like Garth Brooks when he did rock music as Chris Gaines, or you happen to perform with the Hot Country Nights, what kind of name would you go with?
Oh, gosh, that's such a... That's a good question. Probably the L, yeah, I guess.
I think that works. Just got to somehow pass that along to Douglas Doug Dougson or their manager, Dierks Bentley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is there any kind of genre of music you'd like to play that you haven't played already? Because you do have a rock sound to you, a pop sound to you, all blended in with the country. And I know you like to mix in some blues as well.
Yeah, I love like indie rock music. And so, but I think you'll definitely hear, you know, that come out in even my next project.
Okay. And when can we expect the next project to come out? Or is that not determined at this time?
I'm working in the studio as we speak, so, you know, just writing and recording it, and I'll have some music out before the end of the year.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I can't wait to get the chance to hear you perform once again. You are absolutely spectacular live, and it's going to be great to get the chance to see you perform at the GP Stompede Beer Gardens event on Friday night.
Oh, well, we cannot wait. We are so excited to come back to Grand Prix.